Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, July 16th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court maintains stay on Udaipur files and awaits centre's view. Opposition holds Lungi Banyan protest over assault by Sena MLA. Murder not accident, Gujarat woman reveals how husband killed daughter for not having a son. And Donald Trump softens stance on Epstein files after backlash from supporters. Hearing a plea against Delhi High Court's order to stay the release of the controversial film Udaipur Files, the Supreme Court has refused to overrule that order. In short, the release of the film is still stayed. The apex court will now wait for the centre to review the film first. A bench, led by Justice Suryakant, said the right to life under Article 21 takes precedence over the right to free speech under Article 19. The court asked all parties to present their views to the government-appointed statutory committee, which has been tasked with reviewing the matter urgently. Quote, "We will wait for the government's viewpoint. Let the committee make its decision without delay," Justice Kant remarked. The film Udaipur Files, which was previously titled Gyanvapi Files, according to the petitioner's advocate, is said to be based on the murder of Udaipur tailor Kanhaiya Lal. Petitioners argue that the film amounts to hate speech against a specific community. The crux of the matter is the petitioner, on behalf of the accused, demand the stay of the release as it would interfere in his fair trial. It would also form opinions about sub judice matters such as the Gyanvapi Masjid case and the Udaipur killing case. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, representing the petitioners, told the court, "This is the worst form of hate speech against one community." He also informed the bench that the centre was scheduled to consider the matter for later that afternoon at 2:30 p.m. He further went on to the film's excessive violence and hatred against one community and being hate-filled and biased portrayal. On the other side, advocate Gaurav Bhatia, appearing for the filmmakers, challenged the Delhi High Court's interim stay to the film's release. He argued that the stay was imposed just 12 hours before the scheduled screening, despite the top court previously denying an urgent hearing on the matter. Quote, "The Delhi High Court did not go into the merits," Bhatia submitted, noting that the film had received CBFC certification for public release on June 20th, with the trailer certified on 2nd July. Justice Kant clarified that the Delhi High Court was aware of the legal framework and has asked all lawyers to view the film before issuing the stay. Quote, "It did not go into the merits as it is believed the centre should make that call first," unquote. The Delhi High Court had stayed the film's release till Monday, highlighting that the producers had released an uncertified teaser which included scenes that were later removed from the film's final version. The film remains under suspension until further notice from the court or a decision from the government panel, and the hearing will reconvene on Monday. Opposition leaders in Maharashtra held a dramatic protest outside Vidhan Bhavan on Wednesday, condemning Shiv Sena MLA Sanjay Gaikwad's assault on a hostel canteen employee and the state government's failure to act decisively. Members of the United Opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, which includes Shiv Sena UBT, Congress and NCP Sharad Chand Pawar, led by Shiv Sena MLC Ambadas Dhanvi and NCP MLA leader Jitendra Ahwad, arrived at the assembly in vests and towels worn as lungis, staging what they called a Chaddi Banyan gang protest. Raising slogans on the assembly steps, the leaders carried placards denouncing what they described as Gundaraj under the ruling BJP Shiv Sena Mahayuti alliance. Quote, "We condemn the Chaddi Banyan gang," they shouted in reference to the alleged lawlessness they attribute to some within the ruling alliance. It might have been inspired by the viral video in which Gaikwad was seen assaulting a canteen employee. He was also wearing lungi and banyan in that video. For background, there was an outrage after a video surfaced showing Sanjay Gaikwad, MLA from Buldhana, physically assaulting a canteen worker at the Akashwani MLA hostel in Churchgate. According to officials, Gaikwad had ordered food to his room, found it stale, and reacted by entering the canteen and slapping and punching employee Yogesh Kutran. After that, he also went on a tirade against Shetty community and outsiders in the state. Leader of the opposition, Ambadas Dhanve, said this shows that even the government is backing such elements. Shiv Sena UBT leader Sachin Ahir added, "A non-cognizable complaint is an eyewash. An FIR must be filed. The government gives statements, not action." Despite calls for strict measures, Gaikwad defended his action, stating that he hit the canteen manager, not the staff, and stood by his behavior. Quote, "I knew the route I took was wrong, but it led to the right outcome," he said, referencing the Maharashtra Food and Drug Administration's cancellation of the canteen's license after the incident. Gaikwad went further, making controversial remarks against the Shetty community, widely associated with coastal Karnataka. Speaking with NDTV, he had said, "These Shettis of the South have defamed Maharashtra's culture, dance bars, ladies bars. All this has been going on for too long." The Sena MLA remains unapologetic, claiming his actions helped highlight public grievances. He even said he would repeat them if faced with a similar situation. He abruptly ended a live interview with NDTV when pressed on accountability. The Supreme Court and public bodies are yet to comment about possible further action. A heartbreaking case of accidental death of a girl in Gujarat's Khera district has taken a shocking turn after mother confessed that her 7-year-old daughter was not a victim of a tragic accident but was deliberately pushed into the canal by her own father. The incident occurred on 10th June. Vijay Solanki, his wife Anjana and their elder daughter Bhumika had set out on a 2-wheeler to visit a local temple. On their return journey while crossing the Bhagavat Bridge in Kapadvanj, Vijay allegedly stopped the vehicle in a sudden act of violence and pushed Bhumika into the Narmada Canal. According to Anjana, the motive was rooted in her husband's long-standing desire to have a son. Quote, "He told me I wanted a boy, but you gave birth to a girl," unquote, she said in a statement to the police. Initially, the couple told the police that Bhumika had slipped into the canal while watching fish there. The Antar Surba police registered a case of accidental death and began routine investigations. However, as evidence came in, including Bhumika's slippers and later her body, officers began to suspect foul play, especially after speaking to her neighbours. Khera Superintendent of Police Rajesh Gadia confirmed that the case shifted direction after Anjana broke down and revealed the truth. "She took the police to the exact spot where the incident occurred," he said. In an emotional interaction with reporters, Anjana recounted, and I'm quoting, "My husband made Bhumika stand near the canal under the pretext of watching fish. Before I could understand what was happening, he pushed her. I stood there helpless." She further revealed that her husband threatened her with divorce if she exposed him. That night, unable to bear the guilt, she said she could not sleep and eventually decided to come forward with the truth. The couple, married for 11 years, reportedly had frequent arguments over the gender of their children. Anjana alleged that Vijay began abusing her after the birth of their second daughter, who is now 3 years old. The police have arrested Vijay Solanki following Anjana's former complaint. SP Gadia added, "We are examining all possible angles. Whether or not any superstitious beliefs are involved will also be investigated." US President Donald Trump has called on the Department of Justice to release all credible information from its investigation into the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein after massive backlash over his previous stance that this wasn't a big deal and ordering people to stop talking about it on social media. Facing mounting criticism from right-wing supporters over allegations of a cover-up, including his former best friend, can we say, Elon Musk, Trump appeared to soften his stance on the long-running case. Quote, "She's handled it very well and it's going to be up to her now," Trump said at White House on Tuesday, referring to Attorney General Pam Bondi. "Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release," as reported by AFP. Trump's comments came amid massive anger among his Republican MAGA support base, who have long believed that elites are being protected in connection with Epstein's crime. Epstein, a convicted sex offender, many accused the administration of blocking the release of critical information. After claiming that the Attorney General had handled it very well, he went on to describe the Epstein files as having been made up by his Democratic predecessors, despite having previously promised to release them during his campaign. Trump supporters have been particularly vocal online, demanding more transparency. Trump, however, appeared dismissive, saying, "I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff." Boring stuff of a convicted pedophile trafficker. The U.S. Justice Department and FBI earlier this month released a memo denying the existence of so-called client list or evidence of blackmail. They also reaffirmed that Epstein died by suicide in prison in 2019. Many online conspiracy theories say he did not die by suicide. Tensions within the Trump camp have intensified, according to AFP, with a reported rift between Bondi and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, who is said to be considering resignation over the issue. Calls for transparency have also come from within Trump's inner circle. Lara Trump, President's daughter-in-law and a Fox News host, has publicly urged the administration to provide more clarity. House Speaker Mike Johnson echoed this statement, telling a conservative talk show, "We should put out everything and let people decide." Johnson's comments follow inconsistencies in Bondi's statements. She previously told Fox she had a list of Epstein's alleged clients on her desk for review, but later retracted the claim, and then the administration for a while claimed there were no Epstein files. Trump has denied visiting Epstein's residence in the U.S. Virgin Islands, a key site in the trafficking allegations where alleged sex parties were held and minor girls were also supplied. Despite multiple images of the two together elsewhere, Trump has denied any other sort of collaboration with Epstein. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anbiti, signing off.